This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome back to our series, People of Quran, where every night I share with you a story of one of our pious predecessors and how they interacted with the Quran. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, our pious predecessors did not come from such pious backgrounds. They had a difficult life. You know, they were drinkers, they were adulterers, they were robbers at some point. And the one that we're going to share today as we move in now to our sixth juz is about a very prominent highway robber of his time whose name was Ali ibn al-Asadi, rahimahullah ta'ala. So Ali ibn al-Asadi was what's known as qati' tariq, a highway robber. He used to, you know, constantly steal, he used to constantly hurt people. I mean, he was so bad that he was Medina's most wanted. They actually, you know, had a ransom on his head and everyone was looking for him and everybody wanted him, you know, taken out because of all the, you know, all the things that the bad things that he'd done to that society. So Ali ibn al-Asadi is walking one day, you know, to rob somebody, and he hears a man reciting Surah Az-Zumar, verse 53. That's not the ayah we're going to be focusing on, but that's what he hears. Surah Az-Zumar, verse 53, the very famous ayah, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Say, O my servants who have transgressed against themselves, do not despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah forgives all sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiving and all merciful. So he hears this man reciting that, and he recognizes that, you know what, as bad as I am, I still have a chance and I can still come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he cries and he sincerely repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he makes his way to the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he finds Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he goes to Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he embraces Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he cries and he says that, I've come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I've made tawbah, I'm done. You know, I'm never going to go back to robbing people or anything of that sort. Now, when he comes in there and he embraces Abu Huraira and he comes to pray, everyone sees him, and, you know, again, he's the most wanted in Medina at that time. You know, people want to hurt him, so people start to come close to him to attack him. And he says to them, you're not able to touch me anymore, because Allah says, and this is the ayah that we're talking about, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 34, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن تَقْدِرُوا عَلَيْهِمْ فَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, except for those who turn in repentance before you apprehend them, and know that Allah is forgiving and merciful. So he says in this ayah, Allah is saying that if a person who's, you know, even if a person's committed an offense that requires a punishment, if they repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from themselves before they get caught, then Allah is most merciful and Allah is most forgiving. They're to be forgiven. This shows you the mercy of Islam. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when Ali ibn al-Asadi said that, Abu Huraira said, Sadaqt. He said he's telling the truth. And Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he took his hand and he took him to the Amir of Medina, who was Marwan ibn al-Hakam at the time. It was in the Khilafah of Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, this young man is Ali ibn al-Asadi. He's the one that has a ransom on him. And he came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought him to be punished. SubhanAllah, he came to Allah first in repentance. So, you know, forgive him for what he's done. And no one has a right over him, and no one has a right to punish him anymore, because he came back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this shows you again the mercy of Islam, that, you know, that this religion never wanted to punish people, it never sought out people to carry out sorts of punishment. The goal is to protect society and was to protect the individual as well. And Allah is that forgiving and that merciful that if a person comes to that realization himself, even in that time, and came back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah commands society as a whole to be merciful and tolerant towards that person. And so in this is a lesson for the one that's really soiled his record, and a person that's really far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're most likely not a highway robber. You have a chance to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to society and to communities, when a person comes to the masjid, it doesn't matter how bad they've been, The fact that they're coming to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a sign that there's some goodness inside of them. And if anything, we should make sure that as a community, we are facilitating their return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not further distancing them and not punishing them or doing something to run them away from the masjid. And so again, this was Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 34. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those that sincerely repent to Him and turn back to Him and find themselves in His favorable company and in amongst those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise us amongst the tawabeen. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. I will see you all next time, inshallah, on our series, The People of Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.